going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The New York Mets, who continue to roll, this time against the reigning NL East champs.
Mets look awesome. Mets have made a statement. Mets are fun to watch right now. The place is absolutely on fire. Lindor looks great. Now he's banging them from the right side, too. We know what Pete's done. Soto has yet to join the party, and the Mets still look really good. You know, I thought they'd be a playoff team for a while. Then I thought, maybe they're going to miss out by a little bit. I just didn't love the pitching. I don't know what they're doing in the lab. Hell, for all I know, they might be giving these guys PEDs. That's how good they look. But I say that, I'm obviously kidding. The Mets defense, even the little things like Taylor on the double play last night with Schwarber, the Mets are very connected right now. And the Mets are emitting fantastic chemistry, which is not always easy to identify in baseball because it's not so much a team sport. It's more individuals working as a team, if you will. I'm starting to think, Sal, and I know this is going to probably sound maybe a little early or a little irresponsible, the Mets might be a couple of weeks away from running away with this division, dude.
Yeah, I don't know about running away with the division, and you know I'm sensitive
one team.
To that.
It's only one team.
But I'll say it this way. First of all, you know the look of a team that's got it and the potential to be a championship team when you see it. And I think the Mets have that, no question about it. Now, there's going to be questions about the pitching holding up long-term, and maybe we could do more of a deeper dive into that. Dave Lennon of Newsday wrote an excellent article on all that goes into the Mets pitching and why they've had success. So we'll get into that aspect of it. But I worry about them against the Dodgers or the Padres maybe in the postseason because we saw it peter out a little bit last year. But think about this. There's still room to grow there with Chalmanaya coming back, with Frankie Montas potentially coming back, at the very least adding more depth. There's still room to grow with the lineup because Juan Soto has done basically nothing yet. Mm-hmm. We know he's going to get going. And the vibes that you see, the thing that made the Mets so successful last year was the chemistry. That was a big factor. Remember the OMG stuff? People got behind the grimace stuff. But it was the way that they were playing together as a team, winning even despite Pete Alonso having minimal impact, if at all, until the postseason. Well, now it's the same thing. This time, though, it's Juan Soto who's having minimal impact to start the year. But Lindor's on fire to start. Alonso could not be better. This is the best version of Pete Alonso. And not only the numbers, BT, you watch them play. You're right. You could see it. They're having fun. They're feeding off of the energy of the crowd and each other. Each pitcher's going out there doing their job, handing over the bullpen with a chance to win the game. Bullpen's doing their job, timely hitting with the bats, moving guys over, driving guys in, some power. It's been a nice little balance here. They got a good manager who's not afraid to manage with his gut, also mm-hmm. smart enough to use the analytics. They are a well-run, well-functioning, well-oiled machine right now. And the way that we view the Mets now in the division is far different, at least from my perspective, I think many others, than we did going into the season.
And I think even more so than last year, even when they were at their high point last year. When you start to have some success, now when you begin to replicate, although they're actually exceeding the success early on, from last year they were bad to start, now they're really good. It's easier to believe, it's easier to accept. It just feels more real. It doesn't feel like a one-off. It doesn't feel like it's hokey or a little magical or a little, we can't quite quantify it, but it's a scrappy little group who is winning a few games. Can they keep it up? Yeah, I mean, you get the impression that they can, and I was talking about this when I came in this morning. I heard this last night on the broadcast. There's now 11 straight, 11 starts in a row Now, it's not like they're going 7 or 8, but nobody is in baseball for the most part. The Mets starting pitchers have gone 11 straight games without giving up a home run. 11 straight games. Now, for context, well, when was the last time that happened? The last time that happened was 2014. And that's not like they have a staff full of Tom Seavers every year, but that is over a decade worth of starts where you're talking about just giving your team a chance to ease into a game. I mean, I don't think we really associate baseball with pressure. Like, and in football, if you're down 21-3, think about this, Sal, early, or 14-0 or 17-3, you've got to abandon the run. You got to start doing the pass. You got to start maybe sending guys more to try to get some sack. But when you feel pressure in football, I think you kind of change the way you play. In baseball, I don't think that you do unless you are either tied or you're winning. Now you could just go about your job with no stress. And when you look up and there's, you know, 3, 4, 5 zeros or a one run or a two spot over 5 or 6, it allows the entire lineup, even the guys who are struggling, to just ease into their job, and it is clicking, and the Mets look terrific right now.
I mean, they've got the best record in Major League Baseball.
I think they're tied with the Padres,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for the best record in baseball, both 17-7. The Mets are 11-1 at home, and the feeling that you get, we talk about it a lot of times with individual players, the confidence that you have in certain hitters at certain times. It feels like, now look, Zach Wheeler's pitching against the Mets today, even though he hasn't been great, still a dangerous pitcher. We know that. The Mets have already done their job, though, taking at least two of three from the Phillies, separating themselves in the NL East, to your point. I mean, they already got right now a 4-game lead, and they could send the message if you're from the Phillies' perspective, think about it this way. They won the division last year. They were looking at the Mets like, a little engine that could. Yeah, okay, gimmicky stuff. The Mets wiped them out in the divisional round in 4 games. And now taking a hammer to them early on in this season, we're off to a better start and going head-to-head with them. So the confidence that you now have in this group is that I expect them to win. I expect them to win at home. I expect them to come back if they're down. All those things are great things to say about a ball club, and there really isn't an area that you would look at and say, now, it's not to say that they can't upgrade, but like I said, they could still improve in the lineup. Nimmo's done basically nothing. Soto hasn't done anything. Alvarez, McNeil's still not here. Like, there's room to grow there. Getting Manaea back could uplift the rotation even further, but I don't know how much better you could be than what they've been right now, which is the best in baseball. I mean, think about
Sounds
that.
Sounds excited.
I mean,
happy sale.
They've won 6 in a row. Think of how rare it is.
Now, 6 in a row for the second time this year.
Right.
They've had 2 6-game win streaks.
And this hot start, you know, usually with the Mets, there's maybe a little turbulence along the way.
Yeah.
This has been everything you could expect, and even overcoming. Like, if I were to tell you Juan Soto to be hitting .230 at this point, you wouldn't think the Mets have the best record in baseball.
No.
We think, okay, maybe a little slow start, whatever. Dude, I don't think you could be any better than the New York Mets have been so far to start the year.
I think, well, the funny thing is, I think that they actually can be better because I see, you know, Vientos starting to ease right into it. I think some other individuals can be better. Nimmo can certainly, I don't know if Nimmo will be better, but he could be better. So listen, you kind of beat me to it. Like, if I said to you, all right, Sal, you're the better person to ask for as a Mets fan, 24 games in, and Soto's sitting .233. If I ask you this, say, March 1st, Manaea hasn't thrown a meaningful pitch.
Right.
You used the word turbulence before. Diaz has encountered quite a bit of turbulence, even though he's navigated some tough spots. And, you know, but he still doesn't look great. He's been a little rocky in the back end. 24 games. What do you think their record is? I mean,
yeah.
Soto's done nothing. No Manaea, back end of the bullpen. And I just say back, I just mean Diaz. What, I mean, what, 11-13? I mean, 12-12?
Certainly not 10 games
There's
over
no
500.
Way.
This is a Yankee-like start. And this is what goes back to, it is a much bigger picture thing. The Mets had a plan. Steve Cohen took over. It took a few years to get going here. And, you know, hiring David Stearns eventually and then really putting that plan into place. But it's been a perfect storm. And now they're doing things that you expect from good clubs. This is what good teams do. Take 2 out of 3. Be good at home. Start to separate yourself early instead of digging out of an 0-5 hole the way that they had to last year and overcome a lot and barely make the playoffs. Remember, they almost missed the postseason.
Comes
down to the last day of the year, that extra day, doubleheader against the Braves. Now, I mean, the Mets are looking like, and again, I know that it's early, but still they are looking like they were looking like a 101 team.
Well, listen, I thought the Braves would be the best team coming in. Obviously, the Braves, wretched start. Now, like the Mets last year, maybe the Braves can overcome that.
Right.
They've lost some players. They're still a little bit banged up, but I think they're actually in last place, if I like
yes,
that.
They
I believe
are.
They're last in the NL East, right?
9-14.
Gee, all right. So, I mean, listen, only five under was what the Mets were at one point last year. As we know, we always use that as a reference point. So not insurmountable, but certainly a very favorable trend here for the Mets. I thought the Braves would be number one, even though the Mets beat the Phillies in the playoffs last year. I thought the Phillies were top to bottom slightly better, and I thought the Phillies would finish two, and I thought the Mets would finish three, comfortably third, and either barely get the wild card or barely miss out. And again, I know it's early, and it's not about some ridiculous hot take here, but you have to incorporate what you've seen and now what you anticipate with Soto getting better and eventually some guys getting healthy. I don't think it's irresponsible to say that the Mets can actually win this division going away. Yeah. I don't think that's nuts.
And I would think right now that they now, I don't know about the betting odds. Last checked yesterday, the Phillies, I still think, were slight favorites to win the division. But I would not be afraid of anybody in the division, and I would not be looking at the Mets as less than anybody in the division. When coming in, I think the consensus was, okay, well, it doesn't really matter about the division because we saw what happened last year. Mets are going to be a playoff team. Yeah. At least that's how I felt. Get in and go do damage once you get into the postseason and kind of see how the regular season goes. But right now, I think other teams are afraid of the Mets. The Mets are putting everybody on notice. Teams are envious of what the Mets have going on. The vibes, the energy in the ballpark, the chemistry, the cohesiveness that everybody is working with together, the environment that Steve Cohen and Alex Cohen have created, I would think is envious to other players who are like, man, they're, you know, you're sitting out on the other side seeing the Mets having all the fun. And it's like that, and they're playing hard. You reference the Tyrone Taylor play. That's something. Like, the Mets are just a buzzsaw right now, rolling through teams that are maybe in an early season malaise or going through the motions of 162. Not the Mets. They're playing pedal to the metal. They're trying to play as crisp as they possibly can. There's accountability there. It's everything that you could ask for as a fan. The only knock is that it's early. That's it. But you'd rather have this than the opposite.
Well, think about this in relation to what we talk about the Knicks, and obviously a big day for the Knicks tomorrow, and we'll jump into it crazy here on the show, BT and Sal, but it's easy to tell when the Knicks are connected and when they're not. When they're connected, ball spit into the corner, you know, there's no stopping, there's no just pounding the ball, which was the criticism that both of us had, you more in Brunson, me more in Tibbs, but just pounding the ball, monopolizing the ball. That did not look like a team that's very connected. It's harder to identify that in baseball because the third baseman has no impact on what the right fielder does on a defensive play. Now, maybe there's a throw from the right fielder, you got to scoop it. But, you know, play to play, it's a series of individual events. So it's harder in baseball to identify a connected team with great chemistry. But the Mets have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not easy to see it, but I see it with the Mets. I see a locked-in nature right now that I think is pretty awesome, and I'll give you the play with Taylor. And they talked about this on the broadcast. So it's not that just Schwarber was asleep,
right,
and he went too far to second base, which he did, and for some reason, very lazily, didn't slide,
right,
which is the complete opposite of the way the Mets are playing right now. He's half-assing it back, and Taylor's on his horse. But the way Taylor approached that baseball, Sal, if you know, like, and they said it on the broadcast, I think it was Ronnie, it could have been Keith, but I thought it was Ronnie. When a fielder doesn't think he can get to a ball, he kind of drops his glove. And he deked out Schwarber.
Right.
That's a little thing that you're thinking about in advance. You don't just necessarily do that in the moment. So even though you have a couple of run lead and you're feeling good and you got a good record, even Taylor, who's not hitting, is locked in on every pitch. That's a good sign for the Mets.
And think about this. Taylor, not only the backup center fielder for the Mets, but a player that was specifically brought here, one of the first moves David Stearns made, making that trade with Adrian Hauser, I think it was.
Yeah, but he wanted Taylor.
That's the type of guy that helps you win ball games. He's versatile. He's a grinder. He's a gamer. He's going to give you a good at-bat to go out there and play good defense. So David Stearns identifying that type of player, then having him go out there and do the job. I'll give you another example. Brandon Nimmo, who has been clearly struggling this year.
Mm-hmm.
You see him on the top step of the dugout.
Cheered him on, letting him hit. Yep.
Those are examples of a team being together, feeding off of each other, good vibes, good energy, feeding off of the crowd. By the way, the results show it. 11-1 at home. That is not an accident. Lindor, his season started the turn because after the first six games, the first road trip, we were talking about, all right, well, going to be another slow start for Lindor.
Here we go.
It's fine. He'll be okay. But once the calendar turns to May or whatever. But no, right out of the gate, opening day at Citi Field, you could see the different energy, whether it's the My Girl song, whatever it may be. The fans encouraging him. He's trying to turn a base hit into a double right out of the gate. And the energy is different. And his season changed. And that's hitting over 300 in the month of April, whatever it may be to start the
year. I think he's right on the button. Yeah, he's three.
So he's been on fire. Pete Alonso's never been better. This is a guy who had an all-time rookie year in 2019. Had a great year in 2022. We've gone over the numbers a million times. He's never been this good. To your point, we talked about it. The Mets still have room to grow, but the vibes could not be better with this group. The best record in baseball, along with the San Diego Padres, and starting to pull away. Yes, it's early, but maybe the one question mark was going to be, well, how are they going to stack up against the good teams? That was the one. The schedule's been soft, blah, 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 blah. They looked the Phillies head on, and it has been a mismatch. I don't care what the final scores say. Mm-hmm. It's been a mismatch through two games so far.
Boy, you broom them today. You guys are floating.
You know, I do think there's something to it, and maybe it's me. You know, the Cardinals series in 86 was referenced this week because it was the first time the Mets swept the Cardinals in a four-game series since 1986. And you remember in 86, because I've watched that video a million times,
yeah.
Even real time as a seven-year-old, it didn't have the impact, but watching the 86, you remember that series in April, when the Mets swept the Cardinals in the height of their rivalry, that put the fork in the Cardinals in April and let them know this was the Mets' division to take. And ever since then, I always believed that it was possible to send an early season message within the division. And I'm not saying that the Mets are going to put the fork in the Phillies just yet. Look at the two teams. Watch them play. There's one that is steamrolling the other. And at the very least, I think the Mets have sent the message to the Phillies, this division is not yours.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves are on notice. This division is not yours. We're not intimidated by anybody. And last year was no fluke. We're just getting started.
And that's why you have to love the fact what they've done these two games here. They reinforced what they did a year ago. All right, maybe you're not taking this seriously yet. All right, maybe you think we had some bells and whistles. All right, maybe you think we mascotted our way to this thing. You know, I don't know what Philly fans would think, but I'm pretty sure they thought that they were going to mop the Mets when they got into that series. They did not. The Mets advanced, and then they lost to the Dodgers, as we know. And if there was any doubt, and again, things could change. It is a very, very long season with a lot of twists and turns, some favorable, some not. But right now, the Phillies, if they thought last year was a fluke, these last couple of games, Mets have said, no, this is what we're going to be doing to you.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Greg is calling from Westchester. What's up, Greg?
Hey, very pumped up Mets fan. Took the day off and heading to the game today. I want to point out something about Mendoza that's so underrated. He basically took analytics and chucked them out the window last night when he left Torrens in. Every analyst would have said, you got a lefty Nimmo, and he likes to show confidence in these guys because you show confidence now and it pays off later. And I'm just so pumped about everything going on. I love Soto. I don't care what he's hitting. He adds a presence to the lineup. And Tyrone Taylor, what just a ball player. Another guy whose stats don't matter. He's just an awesome ball player if you just watch him on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you had me everything, Greg, and enjoy the ball game today. I'm jealous you're getting to go out there.
Oh, what a day.
Which should be a fun atmosphere. Beautiful day, fun atmosphere. Mets looking for the sweep of the Phillies. You had me with everything until I don't care about Soto's numbers. I mean, at some point, Juan Soto is going to get going here, and you will start to care about his numbers. I think it. We talked about this, BT. I'd rather have Alonso do what he's doing and Soto struggling to start than the other way around.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you know, so it's just a matter of time.
I agree with that.
But let's not pretend. Like, the Mets are going to need Juan Soto to be Juan Soto at some point.
I think Juan Soto's going deep today. I never call home runs. I think he's going deep today. I'm going to stick with that, but at the very least, he's got a few knocks coming.
His at-bats.
Yeah, and maybe the bullpen. His at-bats were good last night.
3.5 homers on the year for Soto.
Yeah, no, I know the numbers, and I get the frustration that he's sitting in the 230s for sure, to sub 800 OPS, which is not what you guys paid for, but that's not what you're going to wind up with, certainly, this year. Juan Soto's swings last night, he was right on a ton. First of all, his first at-bat was a one-hop rocket that Bohm made a great play. When I see a good pure hitter going the other way, that's when I'm like, all right, he's getting close because he's feeling good. He's letting the ball travel.
I feel like he's pulling too much.
No, but the first at-bat, the first at-bat? There's a rocket.
I listened to it on. Yeah, I understand it, but he's still pulling everything else.
Well, but it's also kind of the way they're pitching him. And that time, now, they didn't double him up. He busted down the line. They could have got two. They didn't. The next at-bat, he lined out the second. The next one was weak. I think it was a pretty feeble pop-up. But then even the last one, he lined up the middle where it was gloved by the pitcher. And I don't know if that's going up the middle to center field, but by the time it got to the shortstop, and I didn't check the exit velo, that thing had to be about 95 or 96 off the bat and probably does find grass if it's not knocked down by the pitcher a little bit. I think Soto's close, and I think there's an eruption coming, and I think it starts today.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
I think it starts today.
Been waiting for it. Been, 24 games so far, and he's still yet to really get going. There's also a good article in news. I'm going to give you those during the break.
Okay.
Get a check it out. Dave Lennon wrote a great one on the pitching, to your point.
Did he get into the laboratory? Did you like that stuff?
Yeah, there are some good quotes about what exactly is going on there and why they've been able to have so much success. Tim Healy also wrote something about Soto being a base stealer all of a sudden. You questioned his defense.
Oh, please stop. I've got to stop the party.
His base running.
So now he's Ricky and now he's Ken Griffey Jr. out there. Stop. Let's not go nuts, Mets fans.
So Aaron Judge in right field didn't look too good yesterday.
He made the one diving play. The other one, he stumbled a little bit. He didn't make it. Yanks don't lie. Last night bothered me. But right now we're talking Mets.
Little bro was up.
Mets. Yeah, okay.
Little bro was up.
Easy, right, Loogie.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.